We're getting the latest headlines from the Lancaster County School District. We have Elizabeth Bryant joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Elizabeth
morning.
Is part of the marketing and communications team, and she comes by once a month to kind of give us what's making news in Lancaster. And we're going to continue on the sports talk a little longer, because not only is South Point playing in the Upper State Basketball Championship, boys and girls, same thing happening to one of the schools in the Lancaster County School District.
Yeah, so we're real excited. Our Andrew Jackson High School girls are headed back to the Upper State Championship. They're going to be playing versus Landrum at Clover High Saturday at 3, and this will be their third straight appearance. Wow. And they're, you know, trying to head towards state, of course, and we're hoping there'll be a three-peat. And then our Lancaster boys are playing against South Point and Rock Hill. And so, you know, we want everyone to be successful, but we especially want our LHS boys to have that chance to go back to state again this year.
And then sticking real quick with your student athletes, once again, much success on the wrestling mats.
We have had a lot of success. I'm going to mainly highlight today Buford High's success. Tucker Bond was the state championship in his class, which is the 215-pound weight class. And so we're real excited about that. And they had some additional finishers. Nate Gardner finished third at the 138-pound, and Adrian West finished fourth at the 190 pounds. And so their team continues to be, you know, really powerful, and our other wrestlers throughout the district as well. And then at Indianland High School, we were excited because their JROTC archery team participated in a Chester and Lancaster League bullseye competition, and they have a lot of success with archery, and so they were the first in that competition. They had a lot of individuals that, you know, had high points too, but specifically the team as a whole came in first. So that was great.
Really cool. Congratulations. Yeah. So your student athletes are doing it. Yeah. The other students throughout the school and ROTC and everything else. Boy, you're just making those kind of headlines. So we like that for sure. Now, on the other end, Lancaster was in the news the other day for different headlines involving a scuffle, a series of several fights that took place at Lancaster High School. And kind of bring our audience up to speed and kind of where do we go from here moving forward.
So it's interesting that we go from kind of celebrations to this, because Dr. Williams even did a video message to our community last week about how, you know, we have so many wonderful things going on, but we also have times where, you know, our students need that extra support about their decision making and how we can, you know, move forward with that. And so we did have a number of fights in the same day, which is not typical for our school and our district and probably most districts. And so with that, we're continuing the investigation, you know, continues to identify the individuals involved. You know, we also in our state have the free to focus rule in place. And so unfortunately, we've seen some social media postings of videos from those incidents. And so that was also being investigated. And so it becomes a more lengthy process, right? Because you've got to identify individuals. You've got to then go through and look at the discipline matrix and figure out, you know, what the disciplinary measures are going to be. And of course, we always partner with local law enforcement. So we partnered with them during that time, and they also do investigation into the necessary things, but they also gave us some additional support that day and the following day. And we were really pleased to see by the end of the week, you know, that following day, that this happened on a Wednesday. So like Thursday and Friday, things were, you know, business as usual. And the kids were in class and we didn't have extreme disturbance. So
was anyone charged yet, or is that part of the investigation?
That's part of the investigation. So we'll see.
And this is something that the board is going to be looking at as early as tomorrow on Friday?
Yes. So tomorrow we have our board and superintendent planning meeting, and that's one of the things that they'll receive an update kind of, about what occurred and some discussion around like what we're looking at. Also, we just updated our matrix for discipline last year, and then again this year some changes were made. And of course, we're constantly reviewing things. We're reviewing our standard operating procedures for a lot of things, and we're looking even at our communication pieces, because, you know, sometimes people don't feel like they get the whole picture, but we're also limited in what we can release at certain times. And so we try to get the best, and we've talked about that here on your show before. We try to get the most accurate information to people as quickly as we can, but we also, our goal is to make sure first and foremost our students and staff are safe.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Bryant. She is the Public Information Officer, Director of Communications for the Lancaster County School District. We're just getting the latest headlines from Lancaster. Happening next week on March the 5th, there's a big media showcase. Of course, this caught our attention. We love anything to do with broadcasting and journalism, and this is put on out there in Beaufort by the great and wonderful Richie Knight, who spent many, many years in front of and behind a camera. Right. Just kind of elaborate on this, and where do you see this as an opportunity for students that are interested in this career?
So we're really excited. Our hope is always to have student ambassadors, right? And we want them to learn about a lot of different opportunities for college and career readiness and things that they can do. So there's those soft skills that they can use day to day, but for any field, but of course there's so many fields, as you all know, you're here doing broadcasting, but later today you'll be live in front of a camera for, in a different way besides the cameras that we have right now. And so it's really exciting. So the Stinger is the Beaufort Stinger was created as a journalism course out at Beaufort High, and they have done a lot of multimedia facets. They're doing a lot of their social media posting for out there, they're videoing, and our goal is, we have Learn TV in place in our district as well. If you're not aware, that's is based out at Lancaster High School in our Career Center, but it's really going to shift up under our Career and Tech piece next year. And our goal is really to expand this throughout our district, and so that our students are really the storytellers of our district. What our main thing eventually would be for our high school students to be working with those middle and elementary school contacts, whether that be at Beaufort. They've already expanded that into a class at Beaufort Middle, and so they're coordinating. They did a recent dual show, and then later they've done one where it includes both the high school, the middle school, and the elementary school, called the Beaufort View, or it's the BU View, but or I think cute. It's the Beaufort View.
It's a play on words.
Sorry guys if I didn't get that exactly right, but the thing for the multimedia showcase is these students are going to come from all four high schools, so this is going to give them an opportunity to get to know each other. They're going to get to see people from radio, from TV, from in front of the camera, behind the camera, writing experts, a lot of different facets. And so they get to see that it doesn't have to be just one thing. But we all know that also with media, that sometimes it's all the things. You're doing it all, right?
Right. So, believe you me, we have that very well, Elizabeth.
That term real fast.
And we, over the years, our schools have had those individual newscasts. But what we're hoping is to really expand this throughout our district and let them the storytellers. And even if they're getting that information from possibly an adult at the elementary school level, that then they can incorporate it so we can get that news out.
Well, that's really
best.
Who it's about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, parents.
It's their story, right?
It is their story. That's why the district exists. So who better to be the storyteller? I think that's amazing.
Well, it's fantastic. And hopefully this then goes on from media, and maybe you can focus on other facets, healthcare, blue collar jobs, where you can, again, expose all of these young people to other jobs in our community right here. And you keep them local, which we love that for sure.
Right.
And then we'll wrap up real quick. Andrew Jackson High School's got a Black History Month program on Friday, February the 27th at 10 a.m. They do such a great job over there at Andrew Jackson with their programs. And I've been personally to a lot of their Black History Month programs. It's very well done. It's very educational, fun, and just creative. So kudos to those folks. So head on down to 10 a.m. to Andrew Jackson High School if you can, to the Visual and Performing Arts Center. It's worth a trip just to check out that gorgeous building for sure. 10 a.m. and take part in this Black History Month program. Elizabeth Bryant is the Public Information Officer for the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth, as always, thank you very much.
Yeah, see you soon.